WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Jeff Reeves is no longer the administrator of the Brazos County Constable Precinct 1 office. County commissioners yesterday appointed Reeves to fill the unexpired term of Brian Bachman, who was shot and killed last August.
Something I went to Donna with before I accepted that and told him that I wanted to get her blessing. And once I got her blessing, it was all good for me. That's what mattered the most.
County Judge Dwayne Peters performed the swearing-in ceremony.
He was Brian's chief deputy prior to Brian's death. To me, because he chose him as chief deputy, that would be why I personally wanted to see Jeff as the next constable.
Reeves, who has more than 30 years law enforcement experience in Brazos County, plans on running for a full term. A College Station man is out of jail after entering a plea agreement in the shooting death of his roommate's girlfriend on New Year's Day in 2012.
23-year-old Kenneth Connor had spent the last 14 months in jail and able to post bond after being charged with criminally negligent homicide. Connor says he didn't know his roommate's 9mm pistol was loaded when he was waving it around and it went off. One shot hit and killed 21-year-old Whitney Pullen. Connor, who recently appeared in Brazos County District Court, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He was given 10 years probation in part, according to Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert, because of the time Connor was in jail for what was determined to be an accidental shooting.
There's a difference in our mind and in my mind between doing drugs and stupidly playing around with a gun, as other people were that night, including the victim at various points.
Conditions of the probation include no contact with the victim's family, undergoing substance abuse counseling, performing 200 hours of community service, and pay fines and fees totaling almost $4,000. Connor also agreed to help prosecutors in their case against his roommate and Poland's boyfriend. 24-year-old Colin McHenry is charged with felony possession of a firearm and is scheduled to go on trial in 2 months. McHenry told investigators Connor pointed the gun at Poland and pulled the trigger. Officers were also told all three had smoked marijuana prior to the shooting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The idea of football bats might be a joke to some, but Randy Lee, owner of RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, says thousands of bats living at Kyle Field are a legitimate problem. Lee says Mexican free-tailed bats have been literally hanging out at the stadium ever since the Zone Club was built.
All those lights that are around the stadium just allow for a lot of insects. And, you know, bats are very beneficial. They eat a lot of the insects that we have. Only problem is when they overpopulate, it becomes a little bit of a danger as far as rabies and just the smell and odor.
Lee says the team is using special bat netting made in California, which allows the bats to safely exit but not return, and they check it daily. He says the hardest work, the top level of the stadium, has been completed, but it will probably be about 2 or 3 months before all of the bats relocate. Some clues and a bigger reward are part of the latest information in the investigation into the assassination of a Kaufman County prosecutor and Aggie graduate, Mark Hesse. Billboards that went up following the January 31st murder have brought in a few tips, but now Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan says the reward pot has grown.
There's a $100,000 reward from Crime Stoppers. But there's also a private individual who has promised another $30,000 to the person who collects that reward.
McClellan isn't commenting on the investigation. The gunman killed Hesse in broad daylight in downtown Kaufman. That person was wearing a mask and made off in a nondescript car. And imagine the lyrics to the country song Boot Scoot and Boogie being changed to honor President George H.W. Bush.
Out in the country, past the Brazos County.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can watch a YouTube video produced by students at the Bush School of Government doing a flash mob for the former president and Barbara Bush. And if you live in College Station and your property includes wooden electric line poles, you might have visitors. City officials advise that today, prospective contractors bidding to replace poles will be driving through various neighborhoods. You'll be able to see company logos on vehicles and clothing. They will try to contact owners before entering any private property. WTOW News time is 7:10. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Okay, Suddenlink is ready to bring you the best in HD sports right now, right when it matters. Because if you are an NCAA March Madness basketball fan, you know it's on TNT and CBS and True TV and TBS. But you can take it with you with Suddenlink and Suddenlink to go. With Suddenlink, you do not have to miss any of this, whether you're on your couch, you're at the office, classroom, out of town. You can watch the games live on TBS, TNT, and True TV on your computer, your laptop, your iPad, your iPhone. Go to home.suddenlink.net/basketball and log in. And, in fact, you can log in as early as today. The games start on March the 19th, but you can log in starting today. You can also download the NCAA March Madness app on your smartphone or your tablet. Log in to your Suddenlink using your username and password, and you're there. You can see all of the action. And real quick, don't forget about video on demand, because already Life of Pi is available. It was available yesterday. That's 28 days before Netflix. The Hobbit before the end of the month, Les Mis before the end of the month, and Lincoln before the end of the month will all be available video on demand from Suddenlink. So give them a call at 1-800-915-1866.
Hey, Dad, bringing you a new truck.
Cool, can I win?
Nope, but you can at Team of Navasota. That's right. To celebrate Truck Month, Team of Navasota is giving away a brand new truck. Go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and you can register to win. We are giving this away locally, so your chances to win are huge. There's no purchase necessary, and all the rules are on our website, teamofnavasota.com. We'll be giving the truck away on Saturday, March 23rd, out at the fairgrounds. Team of Navasota.
Where you get a nice price.
Easter is fast approaching, and now's the time to capture those special Easter moments. Call Specialties Photography today to reserve your child's Easter portraits with live Easter bunnies. Special includes 15 shots in studio, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets from your favorite pose, all for only $39.95, with all additional sheets only $14.95. Sessions available now through April 5th. Call Specialties Photography to reserve your Easter special, or visit specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated professional portrait studio.
Good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, we've got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to stretch southward into the region from the central plain states. That high responsible for today's sunshine. Temperatures look like they'll do well with that strong March sun overhead. They'll probably reach 70 later this afternoon. Tonight it's going to be clear. We're going to drop back to a 45 to 50 overnight low. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 75. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball was in action last night. Aggie basketball is in action tonight. And the World Baseball Classic also happened yesterday. We'll get you caught up on that. More with sports at 7:50.
There you are. Good news for all you junk food fans.
Yeehaw!
Twinkies are coming back.
Yeah?
Private equity firm teamed up with a veteran food executive, Dean Metteropoulos, to put in the only bid before the Monday 5 p.m. deadline. Huh. So they ended up getting the whole line of cakes. We're talking your ho-hos. We're talking your cupcakes. We're talking your Donettes. And we're talking your ding-dongs.
Ugh.
For what was supposed to be a minimum bid of $410 million.
Wow.
So we'll see how all that
now,
works.
Is that for just the recipes?
No, well, I don't know. No, yeah, they got, yeah, probably, because they got to bake them yet. I mean, they got to, because there are 18,000 workers, you know, who lost their jobs. Remember all that? That was something we were all supposed to be wringing our hands over. There is some bad news for former Hostess employees who might see the sale as good news. They won't get those jobs back. There'll be some. Plan to outsource delivery services and only use existing bakeries for production is at least the plan right now. Observers guess that the snack foods won't hit the store shelves until September.
Do you think anyone was really heartbroken? Like they really felt like stuffing Twinkies was their life's calling?
Yeah, sure. There are a whole bunch of people who have lowered expectations. Used to be a thing on Saturday Night Live called that, lower expectations.
Yep.
So, you know, that's, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Well, no, it could be an opportunity to shoot a little higher.
Well, maybe so. But, I mean, look, if you shoot higher, then you're liable to get disappointed. See, as long as you shoot low, you'll never be disappointed. So,
you know, which is the same attitude we'd like you to start the show with every single
every
morning.
Every day, that's right. Well, you know, once again, it's another day, and that's that, yeah. Observers guess that the snacks will be back in September, but we'll see. If you can't wait, it says there are leftovers available on eBay. You know, why test it, right? Because you're going to get it, and it'll say best if consumed by December of 2012,
well,
you know, and it's already well past
that. If I have time, I'll pull out my little secret recipes book and
okay.
See if I can try to cook
well, once again,
some Twinkies.
We
and
did
we can
this.
Have a competitive
yeah.
Twinkie.
No, we did this. This
I
has
mean,
already
between,
happened.
It would be Infomaniacs versus the world.
Oh.
It would be, my Twinkie would represent our Trinity, and it would be us versus whatever this new company is.
Oh, I see.
So
well, all right.
We just
all right,
have
well,
to see.
Okay. Well, you've got until September to find that. But, but it used to be, and again, we did this. There used to be a
yeah, but I'm not talking about a kit.
Thing.
I'm talking about
all right,
legitimate.
Just going and finding it.
Rolling
just
up your sleeves with the flour going everywhere in the kitchen. That
but,
is
I mean,
what's
you've got
be.
To, you've got to have the proper shaped receptacle to cook it in, would you not? Or are you just going to kind of make it a jelly roll?
The cookbook that I have, the way you do it is you fold a whole bunch of aluminum foil around one of those spice bottles so that it's kind of the right size.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Okay.
So we'll see.
All right. So, well, you've got time. So
it's going to have the three little holes in the bottom, too, though.
Well, yeah.
And the other thing is, I mean, if you want to do trial and error, you don't need to be really bringing those to us. If you
why
get it
not?
Right, well, if you get it right, well, that's fine. Of course,
kind of an ugly thing
no,
to say.
You can bring it to the break room because God knows they'll eat anything, and we'll just I think everything that I've eaten that you've prepared has been, it's been pretty good.
I think people who work in radio are the only people group that's more desperate than graduate students when it comes to eating rejected food.
Well, there you go. I don't know what else to say.
It's all about the free food. I got a resume one time in a pizza box.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's how the guy applied for the job because he knew radio was about the free food.
That's pretty smooth.
Did he get hired?
No.
Okay, see?
I was thinking I would put that in my box of tricks.
Another good day, yeah. Okay. All right, think your high schooler's taking an honors class in algebra, for instance? Maybe not. According to a survey released yesterday, most U.S. high school introductory algebra courses labeled honors actually are no more rigorous than the regular classes in the same school.
Really?
That's what it says here. The survey author said the study of high school algebra and geometry classes shows that mislabeling of math classes as tougher is very widespread. So
although
we'll
the kids behave worse in the non-honors classes.
Ah, that's the whole thing then.
So you can't focus as well.
So in other words, if you're a student and you want to be disruptive, don't go to the honors class.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. If you want to disrupt, then just be in there with the rest of the kids. Okay. Well, again, I don't recall in algebra that there was anybody disruptive in class, which means two things. Either I wasn't paying attention or I was the disruptive one. I'm not sure which.
But, you know, kids have changed since you were a kid.
That's right. Oh, there's no doubt about that. But disruption had nothing to do with my ability or inability to learn algebra.
I don't know
me.
If your teacher, if kids are standing up and walking around going, "Miss, I'm not listening, Miss,"
or you're
a racist, Miss, or laughing about stuff or...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the other thing is you have to want to learn, too, right? If they're in there, you don't.
Yeah, but it's hard if other people are making all that noise.
Listen to her. We need to get her over there talking to the Supreme Court Justice, who last week was talking about yanking those kids out of school. So there we go. That's all right. Dennis Rodman is making new friends, of course, all over the globe.
Yeah.
The worm caused a lot of controversy, obviously, when he went over and met with Kim Jong-un. And so now he's got his sights set on the Vatican.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says his people, I didn't know Dennis could afford people, but apparently he can. Dennis says that his people are trying to arrange a meeting with the new pope, despite the fact that we don't have one. Dennis maintains that he'd like to spread a message of peace and love throughout the world.
Is he having a midlife crisis?
He's been in crisis for about 40 years, which is about how long he's been on Earth. So
he's
I'm not sure.
He's just nuts.
He is. He's crazy. Yeah. And I don't know what show did it. I saw the excerpts, I guess, on Fox yesterday, how they were interviewing people on the street about what they thought about the new pope.
Yeah, that was Jimmy Kimmel.
Is that what it was, Jimmy Kimmel? Yeah. That's, you know, those people have the same number of votes each of us does, and that bothers me.
The best thing I've seen so far was someone photoshopped Bono's face onto the pope.
Oh, really?
And it said, you know, Pope Bono face.
And he had his little pink glasses on.
Looked pretty cool.
Okay. And I didn't see it, but my wife told me that apparently somebody said, well, I understand he's Muslim.
What?
I didn't see that one.
Hello.
Hey, does this mean that the Vatican's going to attack us now?
Yeah. we'll do a story later, I think, we had something on that, but we'll see. Okay, so
the Swiss Guard is coming to get us.
Love those uniforms.
I do,
love
too.
Those uniforms. Now, if there is a last laugh when you die, maybe it's your obituary if it goes viral.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, props to Amanda Lewis for her obituary that she wrote for her father, courtesy of the Biloxi, Mississippi Sun-Herald. Quote, Harry Weathersby Stamps, ladies man, foodie, natty dresser, and accomplished traveler, died on Saturday, March 9th, 2013. He had a lifelong love affair with deviled eggs, Lane cakes, boiled peanuts, Vienna sausages on saltines, that's how he said it, and a homemade canned fig preserve, plus pork chops, turnip greens, and buttermilk served in martini glasses garnished with cornbread. He despised...
yeah. That's called mush, man.
Yeah. He despised phonies. He despised his 1969 Volvo, which he also loved. He hated know-it-all Yankees, Southerners who use words like veranda and porte cochere to put on airs, eating grape leaves, Law and Order, all the franchises, Cats, and Martha Stewart. In reverse order, he particularly hated daylight saving time, which he referred to as the devil's time. It's not lost on his family that he died the very day that he would have had to spring his clock forward. This was viewed as his final protest. Finally, the family asked that in honor of Harry, that you write your congressman and ask for the repeal of daylight saving time. Harry wanted everybody to get back on the Lord's time. Then, after the obit went viral, the paper offered up this quote. He wouldn't have known anything about going viral and what that means. He would have thought it was some disease that he had contracted, which would have excited him to have another illness, the Lord knows, to lord over folks. And his daughter, Amanda Lewis, who wrote the obituary, who's an attorney who lives in Dallas, wrote it during a trip to Long Beach where he was surrounded by his family, died last Saturday. So there you go. Got that going on.
You don't want
to
say good for him, but that's awesome.
Well, it is. And I forget, we had one, I guess it's been a couple of years ago, but we had one that was very similar to that in the local paper, and somebody sent it to me. And, yeah, it's just, that's kind of a fun send-off.
Absolutely.
You know, just not a thing in the world wrong with that. 724.
Everyone here at Molly Maid is ready for spring. Enjoy coming home after the cleaning pros at Molly Maid have made it clean, fresh, and ready for spring. The kind of clean that only the professionals from Molly Maid can provide. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. We will clean your home top to bottom so you can use your valuable time for things on your want-to-do list instead of your have-to-do list. Call today to find out how to get started. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit the cleaning pros on the web at mollymaid.com.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. At Varsity Ford Lincoln, during Truck Month, get over $11,000 off with a complimentary two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Good morning, 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. About 71 for a high today, 74 tomorrow, then all the way up to near 80 as we crank it up towards Sunday. Sunshine every day, and at night we'll be down in the upper 40s, and then later on this week we'll be closer to 60 for our low temperatures, so should be nice. Again, winds out of the northeast at about 5 this afternoon, so ideal weather. Currently, the winds are from the north at 3, 55% relative humidity, and we've got 49 degrees out there.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With 4 AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're total fitness, AeroFit.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last month, I told you about a cheating scandal at Harvard where 125 students are busted. Amazingly, it was a take-home exam for a course called Intro to Congress. 60 cheaters forced to withdraw from school. Temporarily, school officials decided that some could be reinstated after they were punished, which was Harvard required the students to find jobs and work for 6 months in the private sector. There's now a PS to this story. The Boston Globe and the New York Times got wind of this scandal because it turns out somebody on the Harvard staff leaked the details to them. That's a big no-no. Harvard officials acted quickly. They searched email accounts of the deans on the administrative board, which investigated the cheating, looking for the source of the leaks. But the deans weren't informed that their emails would be searched. And now the email spying news has hit the fan, and Harvard officials have clammed up in response to criticism. Now, this all took place at one of the premier training camps for liberals who are going to enter government. These are people who claim to be the foremost protectors against privacy invasions, even when the goal is to defeat terrorism. These are the liberal elite who stand on their soapboxes and lecture us about First Amendment freedom of the press. But when somebody reveals their secrets, all that high-minded talk goes out the window. These deans ought to thank their lucky stars that Harvard administrators don't have access to drones, at least yet.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A plea agreement has been made from a New Year's Day shooting in 2012 that killed a local woman.
The victim, 21-year-old Whitney Pullman, was lying on a bed with her boyfriend when his roommate walked into the bedroom playing with what turned out to be a loaded 9mm pistol. 23-year-old Kenneth Connor was convicted of criminally negligent homicide. Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says it was determined Connor accidentally shot Pullman.
Drugs and firearms never, ever mix. And because they were doing drugs and being stupid with a pistol, you know, he took the life of somebody that he thought a lot of and considered a friend, and that's something that he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life.
Connor Pullen and 24-year-old Colin McHenry had smoked marijuana prior to the shooting. Calvert says the 14 months Connor spent in the county jail after being arrested is equivalent to the prison time he would have asked. The prosecutor said 10 years probation was the longest allowed by state law. Those conditions include assisting the DA's office in their case against McHenry, who's scheduled to go on trial in 2 months on a charge of felony possession of a firearm. Connor was also ordered to pay $1,400 in attorney fees, a $2,000 fine, undergo substance abuse treatment, perform 200 hours of community service, and have no contact with the victim's family. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Aggies love to have visitors at Kyle Field, but a few thousand visitors have overstayed their welcome. RP Lee Termite and Pest Control owner Randy Lee says for several months, his team has been working hard to encourage colonies of Mexican free-tailed bats, the official flying mammal for the state of Texas, to move on to greener pastures. Lee says they've completed the bulk of the work with a safe one-way net, but there are still about 100 bats left.
You can go up there now and it's already so much cleaner. You don't have all that bat poop all over the place and the smell of the iguana. So, I mean, it's already, for people that have been up there for the football games, just at least in the zone, I think they're going to praise us because they're going to be really happy.
The Zone Club is the only part of the stadium that won't be affected by the upcoming more than $400 million renovation. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting included formalizing the appointment of Jeff Reeves as Precinct 1 Constable. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that followed a state-required waiting period when Reeves was named administrator of the office after last summer's death of Brian Bachman.
I think he's doing a great job. I'm very happy to have him on board. He was the guy that I believe if Brian had known what was going to happen, I mean, I think that's who Brian would have chose to follow him.
Reeves says before he accepted, he asked and received Donna Bachman's blessing.
It is about the citizens, and I'm there for them and want to do the job they want me to do. And like I said, I'm very humbled and very proud to be taking on this position, and I'll make it a point to do the best job I can possibly do.
Reeves, who plans on running for a full term, invites residents in Precinct 1 to visit with him about any concerns in the district. City officials in College Station say various neighborhoods will be checked out today by legitimate visitors. They will be in marked vehicles and wearing clothing with company logos representing possible bidders to replace rotten wooden electric poles. Before entering private property, city staff say the contractors will attempt to contact owners. And a private individual has added money to the reward in the murder of A&M graduate and Kaufman County prosecutor Mark Hesse. Whoever collects the $100,000 that's offered by Kaufman County Crime Stoppers will get another $30,000 from an unnamed person. Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan says between the reward and billboards across North Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, the team investigating the January 31st shooting has been getting some tips.
There are going to be people that remember things that they have seen that might match something that they've heard earlier, people with hunches about something that they had seen, and they just, for some reason or other, just pops back in their mind.
McClellan declined to talk about the investigation itself. Hasse was killed by a masked gunman who walked up to him near the courthouse, opened fire, and disappeared. And line dancing to the music Boot Scootin' Boogie recently took place in the lobby of the Bush School of Government at A&M. Students surprised President George H.W. and Barbara Bush with customized lyrics during a recent visit. You can watch the YouTube video produced by the Bush School on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:36. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me why his old insurance was so much more expensive than ours. The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices, all the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Good morning, 7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to stretch southward into the region from the central plain states. That high responsible for today's sunshine. Temperatures look like they'll do well with that strong March sun overhead. They'll probably reach 70 later this afternoon. Tonight it's going to be clear. We're going to drop back to a 45 to 50 overnight low. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 75. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Benchmark winds, they don't come easy, and I'm honored to be at Texas A&M.
And that win didn't come easy for A&M baseball, but it was a win, and we'll share that with you here in just a bit. Gearing up for SEC tournament time for men's basketball. That plus there's a name, well, there's going to be a name without a sponsor for the championship game in the NCAA football tournament. We'll tell you all about that more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
Football tournament. That sounds funny, doesn't it?
It does.
But, yeah.
It's kind of what it is.
That's what we're talking about here. 7:38, Bill Flores joins us from D.C. this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk about the Ryan budget in a minute. First, I want to kind of drill down here to something local. You were at a banquet a couple of weeks ago for CASA Voices for Children, and you spoke, and there was a letter to the editor in response to a vote that you had cast on the Violence Against Women Act. And I know that there's a, for people who do get the newspaper, you did respond to that today in a letter to the editor. But if you would, kind of let's go back and revisit your vote against the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act and what your thinking was there.
Well, let me start by saying, and this is in my letter, that just because a bill has a nice sounding title, it doesn't mean that the contents of the bill are actually good policy. And so I think the letter that attacked me on my vote was extremely unfair, because the bill that came over from the Senate had provisions in it that were clearly unconstitutional. Basically, what that bill would do, it would have allowed American Native tribes to have law that preempted federal law. And that just doesn't happen. I mean, that would be like coming into Texas and having the laws of Texas trump the laws of the federal government in terms of your constitutional protections. And I'm just not going to vote for something like that. What the letter conveniently left out, the letter that attacked me, was, that I voted for the House version of VAWA, which provided the protections for violence against women that we're all looking for. At the same time, it still allowed folks, the accused, to have their U.S. constitutional protections. In addition, the other thing the letter left out that attacked me was I voted about 12 different times to fund various different violence against women programs. So it was an unfair attack. It was a cheap shot. And so what we did is we wrote a letter to explain why I voted the way I did, and that I have clearly voted in favor of protecting women and children from attacks.
All right. So that gives you an opportunity to respond. And so that we've put that one to rest, at least for now. But that brings up a situation that happens in Washington a lot, and that is the essence of a bill can be lost because of things that are in there. Devil's in the details, as they say. And I guess it would be Pollyanna of me to think that we could actually have up and down votes on things like this that would seem to be generally accepted by people.
Well, I would like to the fix for this would be to not have titles for bills, to just say I voted for H.R. XYZ,
right,
or I voted against XYZ, and explain why you voted that way, and then explain the contents of the bill. But instead, by putting a title on a bill that doesn't reflect the contents, doesn't say, you know, it should have been this bill strips your constitutional rights away bill. That's what the Senate bill did for VAWA. And, if we did something like that, if it was truth in titling, maybe it'd make sense, but it wasn't.
Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. So now that brings us to the next step, which is the budget. The Republicans came out with their plan yesterday. This is basically pretty similar to what Ryan had done before. If I could say what it would do would balance the budget in 10 years, but it also would allow the budget to keep growing over the first 2 years and then the spending reduction. So I'm presuming that this is a plan you're in support of?
Yes, it is. I helped co-author it. Now, one of the attacks on the bill from the conservative community is that it still grows government. But let me make sure everybody understands what the challenge is. The challenge that we have today is we have 10,000 baby boomers, that cohort, that birth cohort, that retires every day, and they become eligible for Social Security and Medicare. And so and they paid in to partially fund those benefits, and so you have to be able to absorb that big group coming into the system, and at the same time make sure that those benefit programs are available for future generations. And so that inevitably involves the growth in expenditures for those programs. What you have to do is offset it with lower growth or decreases in spending on other areas. And so you'll see us spending less money in other areas than we do in order to be able to fund the growth in Medicare and Social Security over the next few years. Now, just so everybody has the proper perspective on this, if we did nothing, the federal government in all likelihood would spend about $46 trillion from 2014 to 2023, that 10-year period. What we propose to do is to spend about $41 trillion, or about a $5 trillion reduction in spending. So that reduces the rate of growth in the federal government from 5% to 3.4%. But the bulk of that growth is because of the big loads that you have from the baby boomers on Social Security and Medicare. We've also funded defense at proper levels, I think, based on what the service chiefs want and our security concerns around the world, and not based on a post-sequester or arbitrary sequester number.
Okay, so now the Ryan plan defunds Obamacare.
Correct.
And then basically turns Medicare into a voucher-like program?
Voucher is not the right word. Basically, what it does is it gives Medicare recipients after 2024, in other words, those born in 1959 or later, the opportunity to have the same types of health care coverage that we in Congress have. So what happens for me, for instance, at the beginning of every year, I get a document that says the federal government is going to pay this much toward my health care coverage, and then I get a book of all the different plans from which I can choose. And so it basically give Medicare recipients that same opportunity. It says we're going to pay this amount of money, and here are the programs you choose. So if you choose a sort of a basic plan, then you're going to be 100% covered. If you choose a fancy plan, you're going to be out of pocket some. Now, the other thing that's still available is if you like your fee-for-service plan, which is what we have today, then you can choose that. But in all likelihood, most people will not do that because the competitive plans we're going to offer by having private enterprise compete against government, private enterprise will usually win every time.
You know, I think about here at this radio station, my general manager, Ben Downs, has to run 5 radio stations, and he has to make a decision on my health care. And, you know, I don't know. You may be giving Americans too much credit that they can actually read a menu and pick what's best for them. I mean, that concerns me.
Well, it doesn't me. I think Americans, if you give them the opportunity, if you give them the choice, look, they know how to buy a car.
Right.
Okay. Well, why can't they buy their own health care coverage?
Well,
and now what I'm saying is not buy it all out of pocket. They'll be able to. The government will pay for the cost of a basic health care program for Medicare. But if somebody wants a Cadillac, well, they can go pay the extra and get a Cadillac.
But are we addressing the idea, because when we first started talking about this, the idea that states look at it differently, so we have to break down those state barriers. Is that not correct? Doesn't that have to be part of the plan?
Well, that's going to be part of overall health care reform,
yeah.
Yes. You've got to allow this some sort of solution where individuals and businesses can band together, form associations, and buy health care coverage across state lines. And so, I think the state discussion more has to do with Medicaid than it does with Medicare with health care coverage.
You know, one of the unintended consequences, I've talked to a couple of people just in the last 2 weeks who are medium-sized business people who are right at 50 employees. They have like 52 employees at 30 hours a week. Well,
right.
You know what? They may decide that they just don't want to be at 50 employees because they don't want to have to make this decision. That, I believe, is a very negative consequence on the economy.
I agree, and look at what's happening with let's look at the fast food industry,
right,
or the casual dining industry. They are looking at reducing their employees that work over 30 hours down to working 29 or fewer hours a week. That's not good for the economy, but that's all because of Obamacare.
Now, I see that the Democrats didn't really waste any time. They kind of stepped on your news cycle yesterday, and Patty Murray released the Senate Democrat budget. So, I mean, are we not looking at two things that are going to be DOA in the other chamber when they get there, if they're passed?
In all likelihood, but what I'm hopeful, Scott, is that this is a chance for the American people to finally see the contrast. For each of the last 2 years, the House has put out a budget in a vacuum. There has been nothing for the American people to compare it to, and on the other side of the aisle just took cheap shots at it and talked about and demagogued and demonized the Ryan budgets. That was unfair. This year, they're going to get a chance to look at what the Ryan budget is like, or the House budget, versus what the Senate's view of America is. And when you look at the Senate plan, they raised taxes by another $1 trillion on top of the $1.8 trillion in tax increases that kicked in on January the 1st, and the budget never balances. Well, I think the American people are smart enough to choose that a balanced budget is always better than one that doesn't balance.
You know, I'm assuming it's going to pass the House. You need to keep the defections to 15 or fewer. Do you feel like it will pass the House?
Yes, sir, I do. I think that we've got a great shot that it'll pass the House.
And when is that going to be voted on, would you?
Next week.
Okay, sometime. All right, when we will talk to you next week. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday, and you can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Very good. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Thank you.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Survival of the fittest has been used to describe the way our world works. But in the 21st century, it's become the survival of the fastest. For all its benefits, the speed of our lives may be costing us more than we know. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The television show Frontier House asked a simple question. Could 21st century Americans survive in a 19th century environment? Well, the participants spent 5 months living with only the amenities of a typical family in the 1800s. One of the show's conclusions was that our current fast pace of life has weakened our values. In the final episode, one participant, reflecting on the speed of modern society, said, "It's an unnatural life the 21st century offers. Our principles, our ideals, our morals, they're all for sale." In other words, the speed of life challenges our ability to stand firm on our principles. So because of that stress, many people compromise their values to make life easier or to get ahead. Of course, none of us can choose the century we live in, but we can learn to manage our lives better. To do that, we need to live according to our values, not consider them an afterthought. After all, the world isn't going to slow down, so be careful that it doesn't strip you of your principles. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Aggie baseball got all they wanted from Houston Baptist pitcher Tyler Holscher. He battled through 8 innings, throwing 143 pitches to keep and hold a 5-4 lead. And then A&M scored a pair of runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to slide past the Houston Baptist Huskies 6-5 last night at Olsen Field.
Well, it was big for us to get back out on the field after, you know, the disappointing finish to the weekend at Cal State Fullerton and play well. And thought their starter was going to make it stand up. I think he might have gone 140 pitches off of a start Friday, and he was very good. And, you know, once they went to the bullpen, we were able to find a way to win it in the ninth.
The victory marked the 300th career win for Aggie head coach Rob Childress.
Benchmark wins, they don't come easy, and I'm honored to be at Texas A&M and coaching with some of my best friends and coaching this team. And told them I'd like to be a part of 350 wins with this team, and so let's see what happens.
The Aggies return to action on Friday as they start their SEC season in a 3-game homestand against the Georgia Bulldogs. Friday's action starts at 6:35, and it's all right here on 1620 WTAW. The Aggies' inaugural season in the SEC comes to a head as A&M travels to Nashville's Bridgestone Arena for the 2013 SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. The Aggies are an 11 seed. They'll play 14 seed Auburn in the first round action tonight. Here's Coach Kennedy on the Tigers.
This is a big matchup problem. And, you know, Ray hasn't and Courtney have struggled guarding four men going out on the floor and guarding on the perimeter. So that'll eliminate them from playing if they're not making huge positives on the offensive end by using our size, which we haven't been able to take advantage of most nights. So Jared Johns has played really well for us, especially at Auburn last game, and we expect him to play well again.
Aggs will tip it off tonight at 9 o'clock with all the action again live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In other A&M hoop news, following a prolific regular season where he stood out as one of the nation's top scorers, A&M senior guard Elston Turner was named the first team All-SEC by the league coaches yesterday. The Sacramento, California native has been the Aggies' top scorer all season long, leading the squad and ranking third in the SEC with just over 17 points per game average. Aggie men's and women's tennis host Virginia tonight at the Mitchell Tennis Center. Aggie men come in ranked number 11. Aggie women are third in the country. First serve scheduled at 6, and one ticket gets you into both. David Wright had 5 RBIs, and Gio Gonzalez tossed 5 shutout innings as Team USA whipped Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. Wright put the game out of reach with a 3-run double in the 8th, leaving him 7 for 16 with 10 RBIs in just 4 games. The Americans will play Thursday night against the Dominican Republic, which remained unbeaten in the WBC, and they rallied past Italy yesterday 5-4. The new college football playoff will finally have a name soon, one that will not include a title sponsor, according to Executive Director Bill Hancock. Hancock, the current BCS executive director, was appointed as the executive director of the new 4-team playoff format, which will take effect in 2014. He explained to ESPN.com the new name will not be, quote, cutesy and will not include a title sponsor. It won't be the Vizio Championship Tournament, said Hancock. The Final Four doesn't have one. The Masters doesn't. The Super Bowl doesn't. That's the kind of event we have. Turning now to the NHL, Pepe Reina made 32 saves last night as the Nashville Predators blanked the Dallas Stars 4-0. Shea Weber and Gabriel Bork scored power play goals for the Predators, who snapped a 6-game road losing streak. Carey Lettinen stopped 17 shots for the Stars. In the NBA, Rick Rubio's first career triple-double led the Timberwolves to a 107-83 victory over San Antonio. Rubio finished with 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists. Vince Carter scored 23 off the bench last night to help the Dallas Mavericks beat the Milwaukee Bucks 115-108. Nowitzki added 19 points for the Mavs, who have won 4 in a row. Not to be confused with the Miami Heat, who just stacked up their 19th as Dwayne Wade scored 23 points in the wire-to-wire win over Atlanta, 98-81. LeBron chipped in 15 points, which was one more than Chris Bosh and Mario Chalmers. The winning streak ties the 5th longest in NBA history. And finally, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Anthony Spencer has signed a $10.6 million, $1 million one-year contract, securing his return to the Dallas Cowboys. The team put the franchise tag on Spencer for the 2nd straight year. The 29-year-old is moving to defensive end with the Dallas Cowboys as they switch to the new 4-3 defense for the 2013-14 season. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
In the studio once again with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. And having gone now through the process of buying and selling 2 homes with Jen, there are certain little things that you learn that you never think you would hear. But one of them is, hey, if you're going to show your house, put the toilet seat down. Not just the seat, but the lid too. There are little things like that that a lot of people don't know. Do you have any other suggestions?
There are some little down and dirty secrets. You're kind of putting me on the spot here. Something that tends to turn buyers off a little bit is dirty laundry.
Nobody wants to see your drawers.
Put away the unmentionables. Nobody wants to see that. Of course, dishes in the sink and things like that. Something that people really don't think about, though, is blinds. Some people open their blinds all the way up or put them where they're not really angled. I like to see blinds at a 45-degree angle angling up towards the ceiling. It brings in natural light, but it keeps the buyer's focus on the interior of your home, and that's where you want it. One other thought, leave all of your lamps and all of your lights on. You really want your home to show like a model home.
To find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com.
Those hot, humid Central Texas days are on the way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no obligation, in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
If you're coming in from, like Hearn and that area up there in North 6 of 2818, the southbound lanes are closed. They're putting you out on the access road. I don't know if there's a lot you can do right out there. But nonetheless, as you know, if you're coming in from the north. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing.